When my kids got taken off me, I was locked up. They was in my mum's care. They got taken off my mum. But, yeah, they don't really help you to get your kids back. They say, yeah, we won't. You know what I mean? We want you to get your kids back and stuff like that. But with me, I can't see my... I only see my four kids once a month. DeAndre, I was seeing him once a week, but because I've been in here, I can't see him at all. But they've got a custody order on my four kids, and DeAndre's only on an interim accommodation order, trying to get him back when I get out, trying to do rehab and everything so I can get him back, and then I have to focus on my four kids. They say that they want, you know, Aboriginal kids with Indigenous people, carers and that, but every time I pick, like, one of my families to look after my kids, they always say that they're not acceptable or things like this. They're telling me that my kids have a Koori teacher or something like that come in and teach them about their culture and all this. My kids was placed in the care in Lee and Gatha. One access I had with my kids, it was around about Christmas time last year. Shanique and Tyreek, it was at the pool in Morwell. Shanique and Tyreek, Tyreek had a lump on his head. I asked him what happened. He said that the carers hit him with a stick, wooden spoon thing for riding his scooter around. And they say, you know what I mean, like the reason why kids get taken off us is because, you know, we abuse them, smack them or stuff like that, you know what I mean? Mm. But when I found out that the carers was assaulting my kids, and I wanted them charged, but the DHS worker says, nah, we're working on that and this and that. So I've got to, I'm not allowed to know the carer's name, but I've got to find out. I've got to go to the police station and take it all ahead myself, even though I don't know the carers' names and stuff like that. And then my kids was moved from that placement to another placement and, yeah, being moved around here, there. When I had my kids in my care, because I had my kids ever since, my oldest was six, and when she got taken off me, that's when I turned to the drugs and everything, the whole four of them.
To numb the pain, eh?
Yeah. Because I was constantly, you know, I had that routine, send my two oldest kids to school and I had the two babies home with me. And then, you know, when they got taken off me, I had nothing to do. Mm. And, you know, when I was in jail, last sentence, DHS wanted me to do this, do that and do that, you know what I mean? I'd done it all, but when I got out, I still had to do it over and over again. And because they changed workers, I have to do it over and over again, urines and everything. And then it's just like a repeating thing, you know what I mean? And it brings you down more. It doesn't help you when you have to do it over and over and over and over. I want my kids back. Can't stand DHS. I wish they wasn't in, you know what I mean? Yeah. Involved. It's not right for them to come in and take kids away from their parents, especially Indigenous.
But take them away from their culture as well.
Yeah.
With non-Indigenous people.
Nah.
Why can't they be with your, you know, your one of your grandmothers? Or
yeah, well, every time I ask for my family, for my five kids to go with my family, like I wanted DeAndre to go with my sister-in-law, Bronwyn, but they said she wasn't a suitable and things like that. They always say it every time I want, you know, my kids to place with my family, they say no. Like, all my family's from Mildura, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even if I pick one of the, like, I asked for my two cousins to take them and they said, no, they're not a suitable, you know what I mean?
I know. What do they think is suitable? Somebody who hits their kid in the head that leaves a lump?
Yeah.
You know, what is suitable? And I mean, they did this, like, when they're taking, you know, my mum away, my dad away, my granny away, like, could you away from parents?
Mm. All my four kids was together. Last time I seen them was 8 weeks ago before I come in. And I didn't know my... I thought all my kids was together, the four of them, but DHS never told me until that... access day that they were split up, like my daughter, she's always cared for her two younger brothers, and they were always been with her since they've been in care. And when they told me that they split them up, because they've got my two oldest in Warrigal and they got the three youngest in Wonthaggi, and they can't even find a placement for like the five of them together. I didn't want them split up because Shanique was always looked after her younger brothers. But yeah, I didn't know anything that my kids was apart and stuff like that. My daughter, she's always looked after the youngest, you know what I mean? She's like a little role model to them. And when they told me that they was all parted, I was like, well, what about Douglas and Maurice? You know, they was always been... Maurice has always been with Shanique ever since he was 3 months old. And now they want to split them all up. They've parted them all, you know what I mean?